Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the show today. The scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Hear the word of God. The birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what she conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled Emmanuel by Norman Hutchins and J.D.I.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. Blessings come down.
We worship you.
I dare you learn to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Thank you, Lord. Kneel down before him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my redeemer. He's my savior. See some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
The scripture has been read for your meditation. The title of the message is Jesus Christ is Born. What can we learn from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. One very important fact that we learn from Matthew, first chapter and 18th verse, is that Joseph learned that his betrothed Mary was with child and he was not the father. According to Jewish law in that day, Mary would have been found guilty of adultery. She perhaps would have been ostracized. The act of adultery was punishable with death. Matthew's gospel endeavors to tell about Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, who is a good man and a righteous man in some senses of the word. The Jewish law mandated that Joseph divorce her, but Joseph also knew that there was something in his upbringing, something in his heritage that caused him to remember that the Jewish law is to be treated with mercy. So instead of disgracing Mary by a public divorce, he decided to dismiss her quietly as to minimize Mary's situation in the public eye. So what was Joseph to do? Well, you see, God intervened by anointing an angel to appear to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." The virgin birth is very important to us as Christians because Jesus Christ is God's Son, one free from the sinful nature passed on to all other human beings, including you and me, by Adam. Jesus was born of a woman, therefore he was human. But because he is God's son, he was born without any evidence of human sin. Thus, Jesus is both fully human and he is fully divine. Jesus is entirely a new work in God's creation. He has the power and the authority to deliver us from sin. The Holy Spirit breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostrils at creation. However, Jesus is a more superior creation of God. Jesus Christ is born. He is sinless. He can deliver us from our sins. Because of his human nature, we can believe that he fully understands our stresses, our struggles, our strains, and our pains. Jesus was faced with perplexing choices and decisions after learning that Mary was expecting and the child was not his. He could divorce her quietly or have her stoned. However, God offered a third choice, marry her. According to the scriptures, Joseph did not entertain the third option. How many times have we felt our backs were against the wall or felt that we were between a rock and a hard place, and there was no place to turn? We thought we had to explore all of our options. We thought that we had explored all of our options. Our thoughts led us to believe that we had scrutinized the situation to the minutest detail, only to have God reveal to us that there are more options available to us than we think. The text informs us that Joseph obeyed the angel's command. We must also seek Christ, God's wisdom, when it comes to our decisions involving others. Ultimately, we must be willing to follow through regardless of the difficulties that may confront us. Matthew refers to Jesus in three ways. He refers to Jesus as the Messiah. This affirms him as the royal king promised from David's line who would restore Israel and rule justly. The angel named him Jesus, which means the Lord saves. And thirdly, Jesus would fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew portrayed Joseph as a good and righteous man. In overcoming his personal difficulties, he was viewed as a man who was obedient to the angel of God's command. Joseph was the earthly father of the Messiah, Jesus, Emmanuel. Joseph didn't entertain what the alleged naysayers of his day might have said about him marrying Mary. He went ahead with what God wanted him to do. Thus, Jesus Christ is born. Sometimes we hesitate and are reluctant to do what God wants us to do because we fear what others might think. We fear what others might say. We must not look or seek the approval of others. We must seek God's approval by obeying him as did Joseph. Jesus Christ is born. Praying, dear Heavenly Father, you are a wonderful, you are all wonderful, almighty, and everlasting. Forgive us our prolonged states of hesitancy in not bringing pressing matters to you. Thank you for forgiving us for being short-sighted regarding your multiplicity of options available to us. We pray for those in need of salvation and don't know that they cannot save themselves. Only Jesus has the power of saving grace. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Thank you for Emmanuel, God with us. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name, amen. The closing song is, Come, O Come, Emmanuel, for King and Country.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea blends today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well-sought-after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes, and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to blackstarfundllp.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.